DJ King Flo. John G. Yes, yes. Shabazz and D. SS.
DJ King Flo. Mixtape Addict.
The Sorcerer. With the sauce that you craving for, spilling syllables like rigatoni out of pasta bowl. Sit back, let the story unfold. The orator slang vivid and bold. My heart frigid and cold. I'm going through changes. My mental, I'm rearranging it. Putting friends into perspective, some are becoming strangers. I sense danger, cause most of these dudes are haters. But they start telling when things don't go in their favor. I had to change it up, limit access, rearrange stuff to get them off my trail. Fam, enough is enough. I'm a loner, been from Brussels to Barcelona in pursuit of the bag. Living life as I go, bruh. Hold up, I came too far to fold up or pack it in. I won't stop till it's a win-win. And I'm swimming in money, riches up to my chin. The way I'm wearing right now, comfortable with my skin.
Let me hear it. Yeah.
DJ King Flo.
I'm so glad that I'm me.
Yeah.
I don't got a front, a pose for the industry. I'm 10 toes down, some of y'all know my pedigree.
Yeah.
I drop periodically, make moves methodically. Everything gotta be G, from the wardrobe to the videos. I be making the major moves, never caught up with them silly hoes. I be taking my time with it, some people say I take too long. I be slow cooking ingredients to make sure I'm around for long. Longevity, nowadays who got the staying power? They be buzzing for a couple days and a few hours. I tower over competition. Matter of fact, there ain't none when me and Tone Beats in the kitchen. I'm so glad that I'm me. I don't need validation, my name good on these streets. I'm 5-star mission, the cookie, he's chef and beats.
Okay.
I'm sauteing these bars, every meal is complete. If you see it like I see it, you should feel like me. I'm so glad to be living in my skin comfortably.
Yeah.
I made it through some rough days, now I kick up my feet. On a hammock in between trees, somewhere in Belize.
Please.
Sipping rum punch, you dunce, blowing blue cheese. We not like them, so them not like we. We be walking like we floating like a scene from Spike Lee. Do the right thing. I don't even need a chain. My thoughts make my aura blame. I'm off to another level. I'm never coming back again. I'm excelling in every area that you be lacking in.
The hardest thing in the world is to be authentic. Because to be authentic is to be popular.
DJ King Flow.
Let him know, let him know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me.
Mixtape.
Let him go, let him go. Homie, it's on sight, you disrespect me. This ain't a show, you ain't know. You nothing like these rappers, we can roll green. Kick in the door, let it blow. Watch your mouth when you're speaking out against me.
Some people don't like me,
so,
but it's jealousy likely.
Yep.
Cause I'm a big stepper,
stepping.
And I talk spice. Chicks wanna taste me, dudes wanna fight me. I'm on slightly, hold grudges, they try to spite me.
What?
I got property, stocks, guns, a smart wifey.
Yes.
Y'all got money problems and bills, y'all not like me. I pen feature films with the bars, like Spike Lee, sipping elderberry and Z-Mall, the almighty.
Huh. Og SS, that means double the stress, double the bars, double the cars, double the scars, double the flows, double the load. Bullets go in and out of your car, double the shows. Two on tour, who want war? Two at your door, 244s, get on the floor. Two in the morn, two on the horn, money talk, dummy afford. Bullets ricochet, hitting the cord.
Let them know, let them know, know, know. Ain't nobody out there fucking with me. I let them go, let them go.
DJ King Flo.
As the world turn, past the urn, felonious burn. We taking over, it's our turn. We're the Mossberg, clear the path. We get more ass than saddle seats. Still a swirl like the Alamo, standoff cowboy style. I draw first, y'all all sweet like Starburst. Big more than you can chew, handle it. Street scandalous, dynasty men, no need to pretend. Mixed liquor, top shelf nigga, nigga the marvelous blend. Oh, you think you the chief now? You know how we get down. You claim to spit rounds, but are you hitting shit, clown? Your aim is all off, I make the crew hit ground. Jump in your six, nigga, it's time to skirt off now. You
in the wrong part of town trying to lay law down. Play hard now, my niggas gon' shut it all down. You cheap like first down, got beat like round round. We move the crowd like a pound of the sweetest endo in town. Sadiq and X to the Z, y'all dead in the sea. We make your face crack like the Reebok running cash. Niggas be like, yo, run it back. Bitches be like, yo, that's fat. Put it down with my fam from across the map.
Rhyme for rhyme, believe me, we roll with it. Cash gotta get it, bag it, girl, when we spit it. Our team winning, drop gems for peeps listening. Put your ears to the concrete, feel a buzz on the street. Rhyme for rhyme, believe me, we roll with it. Cash gotta get it, bag it, girl, when we spit it. Our team winning, drop gems for peeps listening. Put your ear to the concrete, feel a buzz on the street.
This is dedicated to the niggas that be hating me, but never can face me because they scared for their own safety. Replace me, Mr. X to the Z, it's BYOB, cause all the pussy is free, and everything else is me and my niggas spreading the wealth. Cross me, I'll introduce you to the devil himself. See, I'm the motherfucking man laying low in Japan. Computer hack through my laptop, delete your whole sound scan, and watch you panic like the bitch you are. I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car, kaboom. Now I assume your homies want to retaliate, set them straight with a 38, the wrong cat to violate. So watch Exhibit and Shabam start to dilate, annihilate competition. Some niggas got hard heads and just don't listen. They the ones you find missing. Better get on the right team and play your position. See, I'm lost scanning the spineless. Blew your back out because you're spineless. I'm never making music for the mindless, cause I'm hard to the core and I'll never go soft. Just consider us the hitmen that's knocking you off.
Rhyme for rhyme, believe me, we roll with it. Cash gotta get it, bag it, girl, when we spit it. Our team winning, drop gems for peeps listening. Put your ears, ears, ears.
Listening
right.
To Soundscapes by
Cinematic. DJ King Flow. Testimonial. And no telling in the streets. Brian and God.
Mixtape
Addict. On everything.
Mixtape
Addict. Work, raise your right hand to God. You be playing on your turf. Raise your right hand to God. God, he always comes first. Raise your right hand to God. I'm just trying to lead the earth. Raise your right hand to God. You get muddier than dirt. Raise your right hand to God. If you can understand your worth, raise your right hand to God. You about to twerk and pop a perk, raise your right hand to God. Free a bird, let it chirp, that's my right hand to God.
Right hand to God, I could kill any track. Put my blade up to your neck and tell you, give me that. I see you forming them lines where your assembly at. Birds flying, niggas turned into the diplomats. Putting pressure on them every time. Landmines like a bomb, it's a scary time. You niggas parrots comparing to what I did in mine. Lapped you like a stripper, we almost up to the finish line. I did shit you niggas talked about but never do. You always swear to God it's you, but it was never you. You can try a pit, I tell your tower to get terrible. Boogeyman, come on nigga, I ain't scared of you. Drop a gem, I cut up a few carrots too. Mix it in a brew, I made a stew that I could share with you. I'm uncool for the deuce, deuce in a pair of boots. Just left out of New Jersey and I'm on my way to Syracuse.
What you putting in that work? Raise your right hand to God. You be playing on your turf? Raise your right hand to God. Family always comes first? Raise your right hand to God. I'm just trying to lead the earth. Raise your right hand to God.
Money, money.
DJ King Flow.
You can do it for the love. Or do it for the thugs. Don't be no darn fool. You better get your paper up. Sweet as a buttercup. Out here dancing with bulls like Kevin Costner. I don't be stepping with no imposters. Halloween dress up cats that wanna act like they from the struggle just because they rap. I don't be messing with that. It ain't official. Fight break out right now. They in the back with the bishop. Using up all the toilet tissue. Scared as hell. So that's the reason when you rap, better keep your real. My hands attached ya. You acting extra. Get a little bread acting like they next. Up. Ballin', but them bills are still calling. Get that paper up, push through, and stop stalling. No longer mess with birds, but get to the bread. Ain't nothing wrong with an honest life with Christ instead. It's peace.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil. Though we gotta have it, it can deceive you.
Money's the root of evil.
Money's the root of evil.
For the love you show me, oh, how can I ever repay you, girl? You know you are my everything, girl. You
DJ
know.
King Flow.
Wasn't easy, took out the Billy Coop just to see it. Everywhere I go, everybody see that. That's my mama, that's my mama.
watch, you made me feel like we was rich. You knew my little tricks, and anytime I got slick, made sure that I was straight. Anytime I got sick, but when you fell down, I put a prayer on the list. I just wanna make you proud. I just wanna do right so I can make you smile. Or get a good job or be an owner. Or get a good degree or get a trade that I can show you. See, I'ma do my best and I'ma show her. Cause God tested me, cause I'ma show up. You know what? When every year starts, you have a big heart. You sacrifice for my life and you play the big part. I don't care what the others say. Just know every day is a Mother's Day. I'm handing you these flowers as a promise. I gotta show respect to all the fathers. Let's add more knowledge. And no, ain't no way that I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you I'ma be your man. I'ma be a man till I see you again, Mama.
For the love you show me, oh, how can I ever repay you, girl? You know you are my everything, girl. You know you are my everything.
Yeah.
For the love you show me, oh, how can I ever repay you, girl? You know you are my everything, girl. You know
that's my mama, that's my mom. To what mama does. And if we didn't speak, I'd get that mama call. And just in case, I better have a couple dollars for. If you didn't need it, you'll really save it. When birthdays come around, you gave the money to them babies. When I was a little guy, you catered to me daily. Even went to school, the teacher said I was crazy. Mild ADHD, mama cussed them out, no doubt. You know you couldn't play me. I'm my mama's sunshine. I'm hard-headed, I wouldn't listen, they're unkind. I realized that I was a pain sometimes. You try to keep me in the house like I was confined. I ain't understand it then, now I understand it real. You was worried that I end up in jail or even killed. Don't worry about me, I'm in a hustle. I'm working real hard, I got some money for your struggles. Your siblings in the huddle, mama, cause we really love you, mama.
For the love you show me, oh, how can I ever repay you, girl? You know you are my everything, girl. You know you are my everything,
yeah.
For the love you show me, oh, how can I ever repay you?
Snake in the grass, I know where you hiding. Know when you scheming, know when you plotting. Got to keep the blades where I stay cut low. Pray I can save my soul. Snake in the grass, I know where you hiding. Know when you scheming, know when you plotting. Got to keep the blades where I stay cut low. Pray I can save my soul.
Listen, my mother was always right when she ain't like my friends. I got a heightened sense, so fool me once, not twice again. This life is sins, just an ocean of lies. So I gotta hold and plug my nose when I dive. Bunch of unspoken rivalries, cause none gon' reply to me. Fake handshakes, why they grudge holding privately. One open odyssey, the gun smoking, unloaded violently. Buck, why you duck low surprisingly? Nah, I'ma let them eat they heart out. I play dumb, I don't ever let my guard down. Keep your head on the swivel is the code. Because everything that shine or the glitters is in gold. The devil is a lie through the scriptures and the scrolls. And my granny said the eyes are the windows to the soul. People I don't know been talking about has the wise guy. Heard a story about me, but they never asked for
snake
my side.
Snake in the grass, I know where you hiding. Know when you scheming, know when you plotting. Got to keep the blades where I stay cut low. Pray I can save my soul. Snake in the grass, I know where you hiding. Know when you scheming, know when you plotting. Got to keep the blades where I stay cut low. Pray I can save my soul.
DJ King Flow.
Yo, niggas flaking and gold slogging. I'm one of them old models, more metal than Van Halen. Prevailing with old problems, still screaming, get more dollars. Big bucket to set aside, with all them number twos. Ill Pope and never lie. Life under seven ties, elevating every day. Digital outreach, bow your heads, let us pray.
Pray. Pray.
I'm coming at you homeless as I know how. Thankful for my armor, prep me when all of it go down. This game for years, it made me an animal. It ain't no rules to this shit, that's why I became cannibal. Never head up on the mantle, bro. Jump different like it's Manico. Hip hop turned camel toe. We here to get an antidote. So take three of these and call me before the rapture. Think about your legacy. Was you that impactful? Did you touch the masses or did you wreak disaster?
When I walk the test, when I walk the test, you call complete the villain of the
fucking with y'all. We ain't got the same friends. I don't bang with your set. Only thing we got in common is your sister. We love her to death. Don't get upset. Gotta change your energy. Talk about yourself amongst others, cause haters become enemies. Dwelling in the past leads to jail and more therapy. Trips out of state, duffel bags full of felonies. Your gang in the precinct, auto-tune singing melodies. Ratting for the blue cheese, wingman turned celery. No loyalty in the streets, they'll kidnap your newborn. If you ain't got the ransom money, or grow up in a group home. Clear out your bank account, I was sleeping in a futon. Bitch made nigga with a purse full of Groupons. Y'all indolent, envious leeches from day uno. Talk shit about me, but in front of me, y'all straight culo. Yo, I'm just minding my business. Minding my business. You see who you heard what, man, listen. I don't know nothing, I'm just minding my business.
First round draft pick, why you missed the irrelevant? I'm about to hit the town and blow some bands for the hell of it. Two shots in the Percocet, got me feeling arrogant. Plus I'm rolling some that's reeking louder than the elephant. Central intelligence, there's levels to this shit. That's why I master what I do. Call me two shots of Patron. Cheers, y'all, I'm about to shoot. Just give me one tequila and one absolute. Pull me two shots, man, I'm about to shoot. Give me a five ball, I want some Grey Goose. Pull me two shots, man, I'm about to shoot. Straight to death when you see me like I'm at a funeral. Versace shades, keep the bright lights to a minimum. Never been a pimp, but I always keep it pimping, dude.
Coming, look at the picture, nigga, I done it, run it. Staring at me sideways, my pistol worked and crime pays. If it don't work, you on the ground blaze. All my niggas got beers like LeBron James, and we never told, still here to the last days. With a quarterback, rage, running, snatch play, throw it down the field. But for us, it's still Emmett Till. Niggas steal my material, I'm a burial. Closest nigga to you, but it's no cemetery though. Shit, if you can hear me go, prayed a couple miracles. Laid up with the Nero toast, niggas wanted zero smoke. He died before the small talk, before he started war. All the war, had me shoot your boss on the hallway floor. Let him flex early, but shit, I let it run its course. 20 bricks in the back seat of the four-door Porsche. Go to court, kept pistol in my Polo Sport. Only my support came from money, so there's no divorce. There's nothing to extort, you bluffing, for I blew the torch. Middle of the street, we show guns, shot him through the porch. I carve your face and before, it's starvation to call. I I start racing the saw, the formation of God. They know I'm sinking, we trap out of the faking. We started off with Jamaicans, took out and wet it, we famous. Now I pray, I carve your face and before. The starvation of God, I start racing the saw, the formation of God. They know I'm sinking, we trap out of the faking. We started off with Jamaicans, took out and wet it, we famous.
DJ King Flo.
When he ran from the place with the cash in his waist. Let me share a little story, but in a different way. Most people think the criminals when I say that crime pays.
Crime pays.
Dispersed ink smoke, different strokes than these blokes in a rear naked choke. Bring the hurt, blood soaks. We're ripping toms off an old school CD ROM. It's looking bleak in this bitch like Rotten.com. The beat got you moving like a roadside bomb. While I write another song called Rolling Up a Palm. You had no notion I was Buffalo Bill. Now you're hiding in the closet, you should stay very still. Put the lotion on your skin, do what you're told. While I'm here with the illest, putting pressure in the fold. Every bar around my mouth is a cloud of black mold. Xanax bars in your mouth make your whole face foam. Fucking dummy gets embalmed like a mummy in your home. Looking crummy all alone, eyes sewn wide shut. Bones thrown from your guts, it's looking bleak. Yo, fucking shredded.
Fascination with the comic book.
Cleanse the room with sage. Recite it out loud. Lift the runes off the page. I'm a tumor in your mind. I'm in the fourth stage. Metastasize the rhyme just to amputate your leg. Flying elbow in the pit when I jump off the stage. Holistically sadistic. It's fun to watch you beg, bitch. It's fun to watch you beg. Crush your fucking skull like a hard-boiled egg. This rhyme malignant from a mind that's straight indignant. Undertaker dressed in all black pigment. Now you've pictured figments. Vivid horror scenes depicting torn ligaments. Livid screams near a grave.
Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. This is it, make no mistakes. He's at it again. The rest is empty with no brain. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. This is it, make no mistakes. He's at it again. The rest is empty with no brain.
Violent head nods, never tight fittings. Mics should hold the mittens.
My spit is flammable, hard to handle in Ramsey's kitchen. Merely written, focused vision and bats in it. Acts in it and rap minutes, evac tenants out the premises. Skilled in arts, my charts filling hearts, feelings, bar fingers, my talk involved billions. Like Wall Street, occupied, cause won't abandon it. You're fucking up the game cause of bad clock management. Stop brandishing, low boost, step of y'all sandaling. Soft shoe, awful like open mic panelists. Take a step and admire the work. Notice that all twos acquired till assemble it first. Come on.
Coming from Jersey, yo, this is no mercy.
Lyrically sick, no, there ain't no remedies.
I should be hot to death. Lethal in fact, I'm ruthless. Warming them seas all day.
Say, yo, crowds start gathering when I start rapping.
I'm already some scares to leave you in a
it's not so wax with yo, the DJ's distraction.
Check it out. Show you how I get down. For real.
I'm suffocating. I'm no red devil, but Jersey native. Better break down the acid in your robin' click. The rhyme illuminated. Don't play it, I might darken. You biters, and most of your dogs are still walking. I'm no Saint Nick, Saint Pat, or Saint Martin. You still can't read me like ancient Elliot Marcus. Infest the mic like roaches in your apartment. The one that pulled the Iron Man out and Tony Stark it. You spitting aimlessly without a target. I birth thoughts, kicking out barrenness like the Scarlet. Oshun stand in my corner, there's no harlots. Surprise you like a late night visit from your departed. Kick beats out of the frame when I enlarge it. There's no life for you on the mic, I feel lethargic. Venom be the thing that I bang, but here's the carnage. Rose from out of bondage, do your research like college. I got
from this. Jersey, yo, and it's no mercy.
Lyrically sick, no, there ain't no remedies.
I should be hot to death. Lethal in fact, I'm ruthless. Warming them seats all day.
Say yo, crowds start gathering when I start rapping.
I'm already some scares to leave you in a
kiss. It's fair, it's not so white. Wait for DJ's distraction.
Show you how to get down.
DJ King Flow.
Je sais plus quel âge. Moi je fais chanter comme Balavoine, vas-y file l'acheter. Trois accords réseau crié, gay, plan à chier. Passage à la douane, diplomate, escalage SBC. Donc là c'est par là-bas que je viendrai me balader. Plein de tralala en rossonnerie à la calade ZZ. Ils font semblant de pas avoir wifi. Ça se prend la tête pour la 4G. Un code wifi. Ils ont peur du film quand tout le monde se fait rafaler. Fallait pas crier au génie, cryogénisé. J'avoue à la vue de ce qu'on va endurer. Je préfère être censuré, garder la tête froide que de sortir le cran d'arrêt. Étroites sont mes idées, perdues dans leurs grandes allées. T'as les bonnes adresses de psychotropes, on a pu le constater. Prise de risque trop fort, joue pas en constané. Condamné à serre et une escorte qui voudrait bien me canner. C'est le syndrome des poussicadoles sur fond musique atroce. Le twerk de Miss France 1974. Peu importe les cicatrices, c'est le plus faible qu'adore. Vive le vent, mais ce coup-ci ça sent la catastrophe. C'est la fin du chapitre à la prochaine strophe. Et les anciens wow, disent de moi wow. Daf daf quoi. Non trop beau.
Roar to the floor, roar like Reservoir door. They heard my first album and they all wanted more. Shit classic, since a young buck I've been at it. The streets trained me to hear the lies through the static. My fabric is king, all praises to Allah. It's more than just hanging up some pictures on the wall. I'm Colonel, I'm Austin, I'm flossing forever. I still shine 30 below in bad weather. My value is infinite, more than my medallion. You can't match it, sit back and keep on lounging. Blast through your sector, kill Lord of Heck. Even the chick walking the dog with the reflector jacket. Got bad habits, but fuck don't give up. Smoke another blunt, fill my lungs and my liver. So cheers, here's another fucker, cracker brew. I'ma see you niggas late night, word on Avenue.
Is you ill like that? No, I'm real like that. Is you ill like that? I'm real like that. Is you ill like that? I'm real like that. Is you ill like that? I'm real like that.
DJ King Flow.
Let's go. Yo, now everybody welcome me back like I'm Carter. It's 90s ugly, I'm in the mirror like Shubba. America's most blunted. Cheech and Chong say I'm done, da-da. A bounty hunter for the sour, I'm a... hit your hood, I'm in pocket high, get around. I'm on my toes like a midget in a urinal. Whoever your connect boy, better tell him I'm looking for that killer, I'm trying to catch a felon.
I'm looking for who's selling Mary Cook in my cerebellum. I pin and tell him my art is war, Machiavelli. By day seven, see what you're smelling is me and Helen. You see that seven or seven C's, call me Magellan. Or call a reverend, Mac 11 and split your melon. If that don't get him, my honeydew in a split second. America's moat, put us both in the smoke section. With no sticks and no seeds and no exceptions.
I'm like, yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like, hey, this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that.
Now everybody say, da 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 da. I'm like, yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like, hey, this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that. Brothers, you got the herb, the blunt covered. You came to beef with a butter knife that don't cut it. Just cold busted, wild style when I cold crush it. The Gilla House got a Gilla Monster, cold blooded. You already, I run with Reggie, I don't puff it. We like De Niro and Joe Pesci, but low budget. Bunch of buzz killers, buzz buzzers, they asking how you do it. Ain't no Nike to
hey,
it,
yo,
I
Miff,
just
I got that granddaddy and I'm listening to Bob Marley. I tear the roof off the porch like it's house party.
Go.
I got the new edition, that green homie, it's a killer. Ralph Ricky, Mike, Bobby, Ronnie, and Johnny. Niggas say they got gas, but it's all gas. They talking like a podcast, nigga, all ass. I never share, and I don't pass the clip. Cause that shit on his lip, got some shit on his lip, nigga.
I'm like,
yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like,
hey,
this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that.
Now everybody say, da 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 da. I'm like, yeah, roll that. I'm like,
hey,
this nigga got it, yo.
Smoke that.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yeah, man, we in the Mixtape Addict show. You know, King Flow, your host. And today, my special guest, the OG Shabam Sadiq. How are you, my bro?
I'm good, man. It's a busy day, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Always busy. That's a good thing, though.
Nah, yeah, that's a great thing, man. Thursdays is always jam-packed with stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we making it happen. We making it happen.
Yeah, man, we making it happen. And you know the tradition at Mixtape Addict, man. I remember when we did the interview, I think like 2 or 3 years ago, I asked you who were your favorite DJ, and you said Red Alert. So is it still the case, or you want to mention somebody else?
All right, man, I have a whole list of great DJs, you know what I mean, that I'm cool with and that I follow. You know, DJ Spinner, Rich Medina, DJ Eclipse,
yep.
DJ Scratch,
mm-hmm.
You know, Red Alert. He definitely gave me a shot on the radio back in the days. Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito, they definitely gave me my early good looks on the radio too, college radio,
yep,
you
yep.
know?
That was so important, that show, the Stretch and Bobbito show, and of course the mix show with Red Alert, pioneers of the culture, man.
Yes, sir. Those two in particularly, you know, Red Alert, he broke on one of my records on a 5 o'clock free ride, you know, and on Hot 97 in New York City. He did one side, and the other side, which was Arabian Nights, Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito. They played the hell out of that, which opened the doors for me to get busy, you
yep,
know?
Yep, and you still here, you know, many moons after that, doing your thing, my bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's Mixtape Static, but I also have to ask you, bro, you know we're about the mixtape thing. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was some great mixtapes that came out that, you know, was stepping stones for a lot of artists. Yeah, I do miss the mixtape era.
Oh, yeah. And what are some, like, your best souvenir from that era? You know, like a dope mixtape that you had in your hands?
Man, so many. You know, I definitely love Doo-Wop's 95 Live series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for the freestyles at the beginning with the Bounce Squad. You know, a lot of them DJ Clue mixtapes were dope for the exclusives.
Yep.
You know, G-Bo the Pro, Ron G.
Yes, sir.
those R&B hip-hop mixtapes, those were spectacular. Yep. So many, man. And definitely, like, a lot of the artists that were putting out mixtapes, like, mixtape albums, like, 50 is the Future, that was a crazy mixtape, you know what I mean? Dipset Bird Gang. Just, you know, different mixtapes, man. The mixtape era was really, really fly.
It helped break out artists, too. You know, that was the place where you had to be, you know, to listen to the new upcoming MCs.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a way for them to really, those were really albums. But, you know, they did it over a lot of other people's beats, you know?
Yup. I remember when 50 did his thing with the G-Unit Radio mixtapes. That shit was crazy. He kind of took that concept of R&B tracks, too, because he used R&B beats, you know, instrumentals and doing hip-hop on top of it. That was dope.
That Forever King, that was fire, too. He took, like, them R&B joints that were, like, you know, barbecue anthems and did whole songs over those.
Yup. I remember one that we're talking about that he used the Anthony Hamilton, Where I'm From, and he had the
whole G-Unit.
Yeah, he had the whole G-Unit on there. Lloyd Banks, Young Buck, Game, everybody killed that instrumental. And it sounded so dope, man. Yep.
Yeah, that era was definitely instrumental, definitely.
Yep. And can we expect one of those days, maybe a Shabam Sadiq compilation mixtape, you know, with like some maybe unreleased music or some stuff from the past, you know, to make people remember about all the work that you've done over the years?
Yeah, I did a couple. I did a Best of Shabam Sadiq, Defying the Fury, the American Classic, you know, 6 Degrees of Separation with DJ Ready C. I did a couple of those, but I'm definitely gonna do some new ones. You know, I'm just more focused on making records, you know, because when it's time for them, you know, to get synced, I don't want no problems with other people's beats. I want to get stuff on TV shows and, you know, things like that. And it's kind of hard to do when you're doing industry beats, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of really, really focused on making records. So even if I do a mixtape, it might be all original beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You just call it a mixtape for the sake of calling it a mixtape, but I'm not really into using industry beats too much right now.
Yeah, but I know it can get flagged with the copyright issues and all that. Recently, there was a French hip-hop group named Kun Schools from my city of Orleans, and they did like some freestyles on top of like EPMD, the joint instrumentals, just on Instagram, you know, like a visual thing, video, to prepare for the album that's coming, which is kind of like a dope concept too, you know?
Yeah, but do those joints get flagged on Instagram? You know, you use EPMD beats, you make a whole video to it, and then you try to post it on Instagram and it get flagged because of the beat. It's like,
yeah, maybe not, because that version I'm telling you about, they didn't get flagged for it. That's why, you know, I thought the concept was dope. You know, it's still online. People can check it out.
Yeah, definitely. I'll check it out.
Yep. You know? Yeah, man. And, you know, one last question about the mixtape, man. When you hear a mixtape, like, to you, what makes it great? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play?
When I press play on a mixtape, if you rhyming over, like, industry beats, I'm looking for you to take it to the next level. It definitely got to be different from the original, like, adding your own spin to that classic beat, you know? Plus, I want to hear, some people be annoyed by cuts and scratches, but I want to hear cuts and scratches. Not too much to where you bringing the song back too much, but, you know, I want to hear some cuts and scratches. Otherwise, what makes it a mixtape if it's just you just playing songs one after another? You got to have some scratches in there, some transforming something.
Yep.
You know, that's what makes it a mixtape to me. It ain't no mix. then it's not a mixtape.
But you see, DJ Clue, he kind of changed that, you know, when he came out with the mixtape. He had only exclusives on there. Sometimes, you know, he was just pressing play on it.
Oops. Yeah, that was an exception, man, because he had so many exclusives. He was like, he was tuned in for those exclusives. I mean, that's where I was first hearing Cannabis beginning. You didn't care if nobody was scratching. He was like, he was blowing your mind with them verses.
Mm-hmm.
The exclusives were exclusive.
It is so dope that he turned that exclusive concept into albums, you know, with the professional albums, which is crazy. You know, we never heard of that before DJ Clue, you know.
Right. That was a stepping stone. He took it to the next level.
Yep.
For sure.
He inspired so many DJs out there, you know, worldwide. You know, after that, the exclusive wave, just because of DJ Clue, you know.
Mm-hmm. They turn the exclusive albums.
Yep.
Progression is like, to get the real money, you gotta make those things into albums.
Yep.
You know, they gotta be able to get synced and things like that.
Yep, and talking about albums, I know you're a busy man, you know, you wear many hats, but I know you're working on some fire, always working. Tell us about that, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I got an album I actually finished called Mantra with Tone Beats, you know what I mean? A lot of flavor on there, Boom Bap, Strictly.
Mm-hmm.
I got another album I'm working on that I'm almost finished with ESK, you know what I mean? Yeah. Matter of fact, I got a few albums in the works, you know what I mean, that I'm working on.
Dope. I like to see you working, man. Are you dropping that in 2025?
Yes. Definitely the first two I mentioned, the one with Tone Beats, Mantra, and the other one with ESK, which I haven't named yet. Those are coming next. One in the spring and the other one in August.
Okay. Are you planning on doing like physical items? Because you know that direct to consumer stuff is coming back heavy, man.
Yeah, it's definitely coming back heavy. I want to do vinyls for both and CDs, you know.
Yep.
Because the way things looking, you know, sometimes, you know, songs got to come down. They got to come down off streaming, you know, whether you're not messing with whatever the streaming services or, you know, samples are not cleared, they might have to come down. So having a physical is definitely key.
Yep.
Once the physical is out, can't take that down. It's in your possession.
Nope.
You know? Yeah. And it's a keepsake too. You know, you get to read. I'm one of those dudes that back in the days, I used to be excited to open a pamphlet and read who produced what, who mixed and engineered. You know, who played live instruments. I want to see all that stuff.
Yeah. It was a whole experience, you know, to buy a vinyl CD, you know, with the booklet, like you say. You even had the instruments, you know, who played the bass on there, who played the keys.
That's, you know. Yep. The inserts was definitely a key part, you know.
Yep.
You get to see who the engineers was and who, this sound crispy. Who's the engineer? Bah, bah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know him, or I got to connect. I might get, you know,
reach out. Exactly. If you hear something that you like, you know, a way of mixing and mastering that you want to, you know, duplicate with your music, you could contact the engineer. You knew who it was.
Yeah, all the info was right there.
Yep.
You know? I want to see if I could, you know, write out lyrics, too, so people could really break it down, too. That's a whole set of work, too.
Yep.
But yeah,
that'd be dope, man. And people nowadays, they also like to like buy autographed copies, you know, on the artist website directly without having to, you know, purchase it on some whatever store. They just go to the artist website, get the autographed copy, so it creates a special link between people,
direct to consumer. Yeah. I'm working on the website right now. I mean, my website is up, but I'm looking to expand it, you know, and put more hard copies and more merch and different things on there.
Yep. Talking about merch, I know you have the Marvel Apparel, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell the people about that, man, where they can go and cop some merch.
It's going to be on my website too, ShabamSadiq.com. You know, right now I'm just doing straight to consumer off my IG. You know, I got the Marvielle Apparel IG and the Shabam Sadiq IG, of which, you know, I post pieces. I do limited runs. And then when it's over, I start something new. But I'm definitely looking to put it on my website so you can just be able to cop straight out.
Yep, yep.
All that stuff would be available by, like, springtime. Yep.
Yo, dope, man. Because, you know, you're an entrepreneur, so that got to makes you feel good to see the return of direct-to-consumer, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. People like to know it's coming from you, too, and not, like, you know, print on demand or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and I press and screen print all my stuff in my garage, so... Definitely when you get merch for me, it's coming from my hands. I put it together with these.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That thing, that's the key to having a loyal fan base, you know?
Yeah, they know it's coming straight from the heart.
Exactly. No middleman, just straight to the hardest, man. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yep. I'm also going to have art, because I'm a painter as well. I'm going to also have a lot of my fine art on the site.
That's dope.
You know? Yeah.
Like, that's inspired by your album, maybe? Like, you know, like, paintings inspired from, like, kind of like a motion picture?
Yeah. The second album that's coming out in August, I'm releasing it during one of my art shows, you know, in New York. So, it's going to be pieces to go with the album that you could cop.
That's super
cool. Or you could get the prints. Yeah.
Because I don't know too many artists that are doing that, man. That's kind of like a unique concept.
Yeah. Don't bite my shit, y'all. Nah, because it's a lot of dope MCs that paint as well, you know? That got skills.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, that's super dope. You know, that's one way to, you know, keep going and keep that motivation going, you know, like doing art shows and mix the art with your music, combine both elements, you mm-hmm. know, super dope, man. So where are
yeah, that's like the whole hip-hop package right there, you know, graffiti, you know, the music, the MCs, you know.
Yep.
The only way to take it to the next level is have a DJ there on site and have some dances. Then you got the full hip-hop package.
Yep, you're talking. You know? And when is the next art show coming?
August. It's going to be from August 15th to the 25th in Bushwick. Stay tuned for the location.
Yes, sir. That's dope, man. And what do you think is the key to longevity as an artist?
Staying consistent. You know, don't follow too many trends. Matter of fact, don't follow no trends, you know. Do your own thing and just have your business straight. You know, for the last year I've been getting my business straight with a lot of these old songs that I released, you know, because a lot of stuff was like handshakes and cash or a check, and you know, a lot of publishing wasn't ready or hold on. Okay, yeah, my car turned on. Publishing wasn't registered or certain copyrights wasn't done. Stuff like that, you know? So definitely having your business together, crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It is one thing that you could say to your younger self if you could go back in the past and maybe learn the business a little more?
Yes, definitely. Definitely be meticulous with my stuff, man, you know, because right now I'm going back trying to find old contracts and, you know, gain control of older music that were on labels that don't exist no more, and they were acquired by other labels, and, you know, a lot of stuff up in the air that, you know, if I was more on top of my stuff, it wouldn't be such a chase right now, you know?
Yep.
So definitely I would tell my younger self to stay on top of my business, You know, because a lot of times when you're an artist, you know, you just get caught up in making music and you forget about the business, you know. You just want to make dope records.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem, you know, with artists, you know, like, it's the hardest tree, you know, state of mind, man, you know. Think about creation, progression, and sometimes, yeah, we forget about the headaches of business, you know.
Facts.
Yeah, man. And what has been, like, the biggest challenge in your career?
That right there. Just staying on top of my business. Some stuff I didn't know, you know. Definitely. And then, you know, when I went to prison and I came home, I basically wasn't in tune with the computer. You know, I didn't know I was a dinosaur. I didn't know how to, you know, maneuver digitally, mm-hmm. You know. So that was one of the biggest challenges right there, just getting up to date and learning how to navigate the internet and, you know, just digital computer stuff. Yeah,
that's a headache too, you know, to master all the internet stuff, man. But you know, once you put your head into it, you know, you get used to it, and then you find solutions to your problem.
I got some good friends, you know, that be helping me, you know. I'll be calling them like techs. I'll be like, yo, you know what I mean? They be my tech serve people, you know what I mean, when I be having problems.
Yeah, I
be trying to do a lot of things. I be recording myself. I be shooting a lot of my videos, you know. So, yeah.
That's dope.
Just navigating that.
The next step is making your own beats. Do you do production too?
I got a machine, you know. I'm slowly learning. I got a couple of my peoples teaching me, but I don't want to spread myself too thin, you know, because everybody is an expert in their field. You know, I really want to learn how to mix before I learn how to make beats, because, you know, I'm running into those problems now. You know, a lot of times I have the song recorded and I want to go, you know, I don't want to wait on mixes. I want to be able to mix myself. So I'm learning that more so than production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a science, man, to mix and master. That's a true science. And it's hard to find good engineers too, because a lot of guys, they be improvising themselves as engineers, and in real life they're not really.
And they don't, you know, and they don't know how to engineer. So, you know, I got a couple of good people that I'm messing with right now, and they teaching me. They showing me the ways.
Dope.
So that way the production would just be, I could be able to put stuff out quicker.
Yep. You know? So maybe in the future we'll hear some stuff mixed and mastered by Shabam Sadiq, produced by Shabam Sadiq, and performed by Shabam Sadiq.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And other than the business side of things, what kind of advice would you give to the young upcoming MCs that are maybe fans of yours?
To be original and don't be afraid to stretch the boundaries, you know. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of people be trying to do the same thing that other artists are doing. Same thing goes for producers too.
They see something hit or they see a wave come down and everybody jump on that same wave or that same sound. You know, I'm not going to mention no specific crews or specific sounds, but you know it. When somebody hit with a certain type of sound, everybody want to sound like that. Even in the underground. Everybody sound like that for a minute. You know, don't be afraid to stick to your guns and do what you like. You know? Everybody not going to like everything anyway. You know? But you want to create your own niche. You know? You don't want people to be like, oh, well, he sound like da-da-da. Or he sound like, or these beats sound like this production. You want to mix it up.
Yep. But that's the difference between artists that might be hot for a few months and artists that stay consistent their whole life.
Facts.
You know, if you have your own lane, you found your own lane, which is a hard thing to accomplish, you know, when you're a musician, whatever, you know, rapper, beat maker, all that. it's the hardest thing, you know, I think, to find your own lane, find your sound, and just, you know, just think about that one thing and keep going.
Yeah, and then sometimes, you know, when you got your niche, like, you know, everybody know me from Raucous, you know, they expect you to stay in that lane. And if you veer off just a little bit, they'd be like, oh, no, that ain't that Raucous stuff. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I want you to do beats with such and such. But my whole career, like, nah, yo, like, you know, I want to try stuff too with different new producers, you know?
Yep. You're right, man. It's like, you know, it's like asking, I don't know, a Night Wonder or Alchemist for a drill or trap beat. You know, it don't really make sense.
Nah, it don't at all. Me personally, like, I wouldn't do any drill or trap. But, you know, it's enough lanes and boom bap for you to do your thing.
Yep.
You know? Do different types of boom bap. You know, some people be doing the drumless beats, and they be killing it. And then I hear some other people copy, and it just don't be as good, you know? So it's about finding your niche and doing what you do best.
Yep.
You know?
Because not anybody can be Madlib. You know?
Facts.
yeah.
Word.
Yeah, but it's about...
I feel like, though, people like Madlib, you know, they are who they are because, you know, they stretched the boundaries. They did what they felt like doing, you know? And they stuck to their script, even if it wasn't popular, and they made it popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. It's like guys like, in rappers I'm talking about, but guys like Ghostface Killah, Rock Marciano, you know, they were in their own lane, rapping over soul samples and all that, you know, sometimes rapping over the whole track, man, and they created a lane, you know, and in 2025, it's still very popular now.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and some people do it better than others.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And you, as an artist, if you could define your style with three words, what could you say?
I would say... conscious, street,
mm-hmm.
boom bap.
Yeah, dope, man. You talked about the projects that you're about to release in 2025, but remind the people, you know, before we end this interview, tell them, you know, what's going on, man.
Yeah, definitely my next project is Mantra, produced by Tone Beats. It'll be all over my IG and on my website and stuff. And then I got another project that I'm dropping in August that's almost done with ESK. I haven't named that one yet. Yeah. And I'm going to drop that one with the art show.
Dope. Yeah, the art show thing, that's a super dope concert, man. That's too bad that I'm too far from you, but I wish I could be there to see that.
Word. I'm trying to get back out to Europe, too. You know what I mean? Last time I was out there, I think... my last tour, I was on tour with Raz Kaz and Edo G.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last run I did. And, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, man. Let me know when you're out there, man. We link up. You know, we make some music. You know, I got some fun.
Yeah. France was one of my favorite stops, man. Rest in peace to my boy DJ Duke.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That was my homie, man. When I used to go to France, I used to rock with DJ Duke a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My man Nick from the Underground Store. A couple others, you know. I think I performed in France more than anywhere. I went to, like, you know, different obscure towns like Saint-Étienne and different places, you know what I mean? So I really dig France, for sure.
That's dope. I didn't know you knew about Saint-Étienne.
Yeah, I performed out there. I performed in a couple other places, man. I can't remember all hand, but it was a lot of different, like, smaller towns outside of Paris and Lyon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dope, man. So whenever you come back, you know, let me know, and maybe we'll do a interview, you know, face-to-face this time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And do you have any last words, man, for the fans that listen to this interview until the end?
ShababSadiq.com. Sadiq, SAHDEEQ.com. So everything will be on there, you know. Dope. Direct to consumer.
Yep. You know? Yeah, man.
Check there first. Check there first before anything.
Yep.
There and IG. Yep.
Yes, sir. No middleman. You know how we do it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for your time, my bro. And I wish you nothing but success, man, for this year, bro.
Likewise, man. I appreciate the interview.
Yeah. Take care, my G. Peace.
Peace.